having another catch-up now with Mayor Lawrence Yule. Good morning, Lawrence. How are you this morning?
Morning, Megan. Good, thank you.
So tell us, what's the latest? Can you update our listeners?
Well, the latest is that yesterday we had a very likely positive test for Campylobacter in the well. And we'll have that finally confirmed on Friday. And we also have new technology which can determine what is the likely source of that Campylobacter as to whether it's bird, sheep or cattle. And so we'll know by the end of the week, hopefully, where the likely source is from or how it might have got in there.
How do we change the water supply? Is there anything we can do immediately, or do you have to do a new well? How does it work, Lawrence?
No, we don't have to do a new well. We have we've chlorinated the water. This supply has been secured for 35 years, so under the drinking water standards, we don't have to treat it. Now there's been a contamination that's deemed to be unsecure, so we are chlorinating it as we speak, and we have been given a UV portable treatment system from Watercare in Auckland, which is coming down on Friday, and that'll be up and operational next week. So the water will be completely bug-free, because with chlorination and UV treatment, no bugs can get through it at all, even if they're in the ground source.
But that still has people having showers that smell like chlorine. And so is that going to be long-term?
Yeah.
Well, it could well be. And that's the next issue. So we've got some sort of real short-term issues, which are making people safe, making sure they keep boiling water. If they're sick, go to the, look after themselves or go to the doctor if they become unwell. That's the immediate stuff. And we're also doing hardship and welfare support for people that are finding it difficult or can't buy food or nappies or those type of things. We're doing that. And then today we're likely to announce the major investigation, who's going to lead that, all that sort of thing. And then the next phase of this is looking at other things, which is the businesses that have been interrupted, how they can be sort of sorted and assisted. And then what are the treatment options, not only in the medium term, but also in the long term? Because quite simply, we are going to have to continue to chlorinate the water for the foreseeable future if we wish to keep using those bore fields.
Okay, want to use that bore field, does it mean that we have to drill another one?
It means we have to find another secure supply, unless we can guarantee that we've eliminated all risk, and that's a really hard thing to do.
Mm.
So we've sought advice from water experts all over New Zealand, and I think some even in Australia. We could open the Hastings system to provide Havelock. The advice has been, now you've got you've had a risk and you've contained it, you shouldn't open the systems. So the advice is to bring in UV and treat the water for the foreseeable future, and that's what we're going to do. I accept that people don't like the chlorine. There's one thing that people should know, though. I know in the shower and things, the chlorine is, it can be, it's different from what they've had before.
Mm.
But boiling water actually drives the chlorine off. So if you boil your jug with chlorinated water, most of the chlorine has disappeared by the time the boiling's finished.
Yeah.
Most people don't know
that. I'm thinking of the other thing too, Lawrence, I guess is if you've got eczema or psoriasis or a skin complaint, chlorine's not going to be good for those people.
I'm not an expert on that. That could be a factor, but that's something we'd have to talk to the DHB or your own doctor about. But simply put, we have to make sure that there is no risk of any bugs getting into the system, and we have to treat it at source, which is what we're doing.
Yep.
And the downside of that is that chlorine, has a slight taint or smell, but we have no choice but to do that.
Yeah.
Lawrence Yule, thank you so much for the update.
Pleasure. Nice to talk to you both.